ओम शांति। इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 13th May 1996। इट इज द रिवाइज्ड मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा ऑफ 8th October 1975। इंस्पिरेशंस टू बी ए मास्टर एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ नॉलेज। डू यू कंसिडर योर सेल्फ टू बी बाप दादाज डेकोरेशन, द डेकोरेशन ऑफ द ब्राह्मण क्लान, द डेकोरेशन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड द डेकोरेशन ऑफ योर होम। चिल्ड्रेन आर सेड टू बी द क्राउन ऑफ द हेड, द गार्लैंड अराउंड द नेक। देयरफॉर आर यू बाप दादाज डेकोरेशन इन योर ओन होम ऑफ परम धाम, द लैंड ऑफ पीस, वाइल्ड अमिडस्ट ऑल द अदर सोल्स स्पार्कलिंग लाइक स्टार्स। आर यू द स्पेशली स्पार्कलिंग डेकोरेशन ऑफ द होम? Are you the special souls who are hero actors within the drama of the corporeal world, playing a special part? That is, are you the decoration of the world? Are you moving along whilst considering yourselves to be the elevated decoration? Today, Bap Dada was seeing his decoration. What did he see? He saw you all in the form of sparkling jewels. Everyone had the form of a sparkling jewel, but of course you were all number wise today. Bap Dada saw the jewels in three forms of decoration. The first decoration Baba saw were jewels sparkling in the center of the crown of the head. Everyone had the form of a sparkling jewel. Each of the three types of the jewel had its own speciality. The speciality of the first number jewels, that is, of the jewels of the crown of the forehead, was that all of them were sparkling like a master son of knowledge equal to the father. Just as the rays of the sun make the world full of light and dispel darkness from every corner, so too the jewels who are master embodiments of knowledge were those who were spreading rays of their own powers in all directions. The rays of all the powers of each one were reaching the entire world. It was not within limits. It was not reaching just one, not just reaching a few souls, but reaching the entire world. Together with this, they were the master ocean of all virtues, the same as the father. The sign of this was visible in all the different colors of the jewels. Each one had the sparkle of all colors. Such master oceans of all virtues, whilst radiating the beauty of their variety of colors, were the elevated decoration of the crown. These jewels sparkling in the center of the crown were visible as Bap Dada's special decoration. There is significance to these jewels being set in the center of the forehead. These special jewels constantly remain stable in their stage of soul consciousness in the center of the forehead in the corporeal form. Whilst living in the corporeal world, their intellect is constantly engaged in the father's remembrance, the remembrance of the home, the remembrance of the kingdom and godly service. Therefore, their place sparkling in the center of the forehead was also a symbol of their elevated stage. And the speciality of such souls is that they constantly maintain an elevated awareness, an elevated attitude, elevated vision, and are part of the elevated family. This is why they have attained an elevated place. That is why they have become part of the crown. The most elevated decoration is the crown. A crown is a symbol of greatness as well as a symbol for a master. It is also a symbol of having all attainments and having all rights. Did you hear the specialities of such jewels of the forehead? That is, of the jewels who are part of the crown. Very few of such jewels were visible. These were the first number jewels and the first number decoration. In the same way, what was the speciality and the basis of the second number decoration, who are the garland around Bap Dada's neck? These jewels were also spreading their sparkle in all directions, but what was the difference? The rays of powers of the first number jewels were spreading equally in all directions, but the rays of the jewels of the garland around the neck were not all equal. Some rays were short and others were long. Some rays were going into the unlimited, whereas the others were limited. These jewels were close to the father, but were not equal to the father. They had the colors of all the virtues, but not all the colors were clear. They had surrendered themselves to Bap Dada with their love and cooperation, and they were therefore the garland around the neck. The basis of such souls is that through their voice, that is, through their mouth, through the sound from their throat, they constantly sing the praise of the father. Such souls claim full marks in bringing souls close to the father by giving them the father's introduction. That is, in the subject of serving through speech, they pass fully in serving through words, but not in the subject of serving through the mind. they themselves are not constantly an embodiment of remembrance, but they constantly remind others of the Father. They become the garland around Baba's neck on the basis of being close to the Father. There was a greater number of souls of this type. There are, of course, more beads in a garland, so there were many more jewels of the garland than there were jewels of the crown. The third decoration was of the bracelet around the wrist. What is their basis of foundation? Arms are the symbol of being cooperative and helpful. Garlands of the wrist and bracelets mean the same thing. You would call a bracelet a garland around the wrist, would you not? What speciality of theirs was visible? The sparkle of their rays was not in the unlimited, but limited. Not all the colors of virtues were visible. Only certain colors of virtues were visibly sparkling. Their speciality was that they were constantly cooperative in every task. They passed fully in the subject of serving through actions. They were constantly ever ready to serve through their body, mind and wealth. They were constantly merged in Baba's arms of love, and they constantly experienced Bab Dada's hand over themselves. They were not those who constantly experienced the company, but always experienced Baba's hand over themselves. There was also a greater number of this type of soul. These souls were cooperative souls. The first number were souls equal to the Father, and the second number were of those close to the Father. Did you understand about the three types of decoration? Today, Baba saw all the children in the form of three types of decoration. Now check and see where you are. This was today's news. You are interested in hearing the news of the subtle region, are you not? Acha. To the number-wise jewels, the decorations, to the powerful souls who stay in Bab Dada's remembrance, and to the children who constantly have good wishes, Bab Dada's love remembrance in Namaste. And we spiritual children give a lot of love remembrance in Namaste to our dearest Bab Dada. Personal meeting. Are you able to see your confluence aged form and your future form very clearly? When you are able to see your future clearly, you will make good effort. The final form is of a Mahakali, that is, of the one who finishes all devilish sanskars. Therefore, constantly have the awareness that you are Mahakali, and you will not have any devilish sanskars within yourself at this time. You instrument souls should constantly pay attention to making intense effort. What is the slogan for making intense effort? Whatever actions others see me perform, they will do the same. That is a slogan for mediocre effort. The slogan for intense effort is, whatever thoughts I have, they will create an atmosphere accordingly. Thoughts affect the atmosphere, and the atmosphere affects your effort. Whoever has any particular thought, others will follow that person. Action is a gross aspect. But now you even have to pay attention to your thoughts. Do not consider thoughts to be something insignificant, because thoughts are the seeds. If the seeds of a thought is weak, you will never experience powerful fruit. To waste even 1 second is a great mistake. Just as you experience making a mistake of words, so too. You should be able to experience having made a mistake of waste thoughts. Only when you have such checking will you be able to move forward. Otherwise, you will not be able to take the benefit of the opportunity you have of being an instrument. Now you should be making deep, subtle effort. The time for making gross effort has now gone by. To make mistakes in actions or the words is an aspect of childhood. Now you should be making effort of one in the stage of retirement. If now you continue to make effort of childhood, then you will lose the lottery of fortune. To sometimes be cheerful and sometimes sad, to sometimes make intense effort and sometimes be slack, is not a sign of a special souls. This is a sign of an ordinary soul. Now there should be something especially unique in all of you, so that you are able to make weak souls powerful with your own powerful attitude. Service is still waiting because you are not content. So now remember the slogan, I have to remain content and I also have to make others content. Do you understand? Acha, Om Shanti.